This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Very happy you joined us here tonight at your local liberal resistance headquarters where, you know, tonight, after yesterday, we are particularly happy to be able to champion the principles that our country was founded on. Traditional values, limited government, liberty, and free enterprise. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, we're going to take calls all throughout the evening tonight. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You can email me at john at knssradio.com, on Facebook at the John Whitmer Show, Truth Social as well, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. Also, a little quick programming note. Just want to let you know I'm going to be on Kansas Week again this week on KPTS Channel 8. That's coming up Friday at 7:30. We're going to be doing a little coverage of the Republican National Convention. They've asked me to join the panel, so tune in Friday night on KPTS Channel 8. Looking forward to sitting in on that. Also, another quick programming note. This is more of a menu notation, but I was talking to my buddy, Representative Leo Delperdang, earlier this evening, and he was bragging how he'd cooked up some fried chicken. Want to point out that Phil and I are sitting here lonely and hungry in the studios.
Very.
Yeah, so if the Delperdang delivery service, we would take an order, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
double
okay,
order.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're ordering chicken to go.
That would be fantastic.
Yep. So we need our Delper Uber to bring us some chicken. So that's just, we'll place the order now for two family-sized orders from Delperdang Chicken to Go and get our Duber. That's a Delper Uber. Our Duber Eats.
I like that.
I like that, too. Duber. So Duber, bring us some chicken. We have a great show planned for Duber. That's going to be his new nickname. Watch. We have a great show planned for you tonight. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, will be with us. He's going to call in here in a few to discuss Israel's recent military actions in Gaza and the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Here in just a few minutes, Attorney General Chris Kobach will be with us to discuss yesterday's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Danielle Underwood from Kansans for Life will update us on what we need to know about last week's Kansas Supreme Court abortion rulings and their impact on you. Akash Chagouli, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, will join us to share the results of a stunning new survey of 80,000 businesses that shows 49% of American small businesses believe they're unlikely to survive another 4 years of Joe Biden. I'm not sure Joe Biden will survive another 4 years of Joe Biden's policies, but we'll talk to Akash. And we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Tyson Thrall, who's a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102 in Hutchinson. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. I mentioned it already, and I had originally planned tonight's monologue to discuss David Dennis and his continued desire to raise our property taxes. And later in the show, we may get to that because Dennis has never seen a tax increase that he doesn't like. And he went on an unhinged rant earlier this week where he called out the two likely replacements for him who have committed not to raise the revenue neutral rates. And this week, you know, he announced that, yeah, we're going to do it again. Property taxes in Sedgwick County are going up. And he thinks that's great and justified. And that was my intention. We may have to put that off for next week because of what happened yesterday. And yesterday, a deranged individual tried to kill the former president of the United States. And whether or not you like Trump, whether or not you think he was a great president, a terrible president, you know, you hate his Twitter feed, you love his Twitter feed, you think he's mean tweets, you think he's inappropriate, you think he's a rapist or a fantastic individual, what happened yesterday is absolutely atrocious and should be condemned by everyone. And it has been, more or less. There have been a few left-wing radicals who've actually celebrated what happened yesterday. But by and large, it has been universally condemned. Even President Poopy Pants has condemned it. But folks, how many men have faced the crucible of a near-death experience and came out triumphant? America just watched Donald Trump's great moment of testing and saw him firsthand prove his mettle. The guy is a rich billionaire. He didn't need to do politics. He sure as hell doesn't need the job. He could have lived an easy life. They lie about him for 8 years. They try to bankrupt him. They try to imprison him. They try to kill him. And his immediate reaction is to raise his fist into the air and shout, fight, fight, fight. That reaction is what would happen in a Stallone movie. To have your wits about you in that situation, actually stop your Secret Service detail, yell three times and salute the crowd so they know you're okay. I mean, just iconic on a level we have never seen, ever. And let's not forget, Trump's opponents have been yelling that Trump would end democracy. They've been comparing him to Hitler, the most vile, evil tyrant in history. They've been bragging about a campaign of lawfare that has left a former president, a convicted felon, on BS charges. This assassination attempt on President Trump is a logical consequence of what the Democrats have been doing to him for over a year. It is a logical consequence of repeatedly comparing him to Adolf Hitler. After all, if Trump is truly another Hitler, wouldn't it be their moral duty to assassinate him? The Biden campaign's entire message has been that Donald Trump was Hitler. If you tell your base he's Hitler, is it any surprise at all that one of their crazy loons would not try to kill him? They were asking for this to happen based on this comparison. Don't tell me they didn't know exactly what kind of risks they were taking with this kind of rhetoric. I don't like Laura Kelly. I don't like Brandon Whipple. I want them to lose. I want Whipple out of office. I never referred to them as a dictator, as a threat to democracy, as Hitler. You call Donald Trump a dictator and a threat to democracy, it's not just a comment. It's a message. And it's been the main message of the Biden-Kamala campaign and the Democrats from across the country. The Democrats have to stop their grossly irresponsible talk about Trump being an existential threat to democracy, because he is not. Donald Trump is a patriot. He's a freaking hero. What do you think is going to happen when you call him a dictator, a threat to democracy? What do you think is going to happen when you spend a year demonizing the man? When your entire campaign is predicated on calling him Hitler? When you call a man a fascist dictator and an extremist and an existential threat to democracy versus simply discussing why his policies are wrong or bad, this is a worst case scenario, and this is what it can lead to. And Trump's response, courage, resilience, fight, fight, fight. This display of courage cuts through that noise. Americans saw what Trump is all about in the moments when it mattered. They saw a man tested by fire and come out unscathed. But if there's one takeaway from this horrific night, it's this. Donald Trump is a fighter. And every father and grandfather in this country should pray that their sons and grandsons will grow up to have 1 ounce of his courage. So when we tell our children about this assassination attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024, we should remember the moment when a man, wounded and bloodied, missing his shoes, raised his head in the air and shouted, "Fight, fight, fight." We'll take a quick break, and then Attorney General Chris Kobach will be with us to discuss yesterday's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Very appropriate intro music. Thank you, Phil. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, Americans for Prosperity Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country to join together and phone into key federal races across the states. Each week presents a new opportunity to join the thousands of dedicated citizens committed to being the most impactful grassroots army in America. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central to phone for freedom. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, yesterday's shooting at Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, is being investigated as an attempted assassination of the former president. Trump called this morning for unity and resilience as shocked leaders across the political divide reacted to the shooting. The FBI has not yet identified any threatening writing, social media posts, or a motive from the Trump rally. I'm not going to name the individual. I was going to say something that might get me a fine there. With us now to give us some insights into the assassination attempt is Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. General, thank you for joining us this evening.
Great to be with you, John.
Chris, I know you are friends with the former president and his son, but that iconic image of the former president thrusting his fist into the air, it's just vintage Trump, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think Trump had his Teddy Roosevelt moment.
Yes.
What I'm referring to is in 1912, there was an assassination attempt on Teddy Roosevelt. And Roosevelt had a steel eyeglasses case in his chest pocket and a 50-page speech
right.
in his chest pocket. And the bullet pierced both of those and then lodged in his chest muscle. And Roosevelt, being an experienced hunter, you know, noted that he was not coughing up any blood, so therefore it hadn't entered his lung. And he finished his
yes.
speech.
Yes.
And that was before they had the, you know, Secret Service protocols we have today. I think if Trump was bad, if this happened in 1912 and they weren't diving all over him, Trump would have probably mopped off his head, stopped the bleeding on his ear, and then he would have continued his speech.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. He would have stood up, put a little towel on it and said, OK, let's keep going.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is very Rooseveltian, Teddy, that is, in what Trump did. So, his response was perfect. I do think, however, the Secret Service, there are some colossal mistakes that the Secret Service made.
You and I were both there for the former president's visit to Topeka for your rally back in 2018.
Yeah.
We saw how the Secret Service secured that site. You and I were also there when Vice President Pence came here to Wichita for your rally.
Yep.
In fact, I was behind the scenes for that because I helped coordinate that. I can't imagine how that shooter was able to breach security. He was 150 feet away in an elevated position. Somebody's got to get fired for this.
Yeah, 150 yards on top of a roof. I mean, so clearly whoever set up the site for the Secret Service made a massive mistake in setting the perimeter so small. I mean, a building 150 yards away,
right.
that should be in the perimeter. You should not be able to get anywhere near that building without going through a metal detector. And, you know, that was a mistake. And then you also have to wonder, like, how was he able to get off multiple shots?
Right.
He should have been taken out the moment somebody on the ground saw him. What was the cause of the delay? And this, you're right, somebody should be fired. But sometimes I wish we had a tradition like they have in England, where if there's a problem like this, immediately the head of the Secret Service would resign, or in their case, MI5 or whatever the relevant
right.
agency. A resignation would occur immediately. And then subsequently, the people who made mistakes would be fired. And here in America, nobody gets fired. Nobody takes responsibility. This is a colossal, colossal mistake. I guarantee a year from now at Secret Service training, this will be a textbook case of mistakes not to make.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and according to multiple media outlets, a source familiar with Trump's security detail has been asking for beefed up protection and resources for weeks, but has been rebuffed time and time again by Biden's DHS. I'm not one of these, you know, tinfoil hat guys who thinks that Biden was in on this or anything like that. But
right.
You have to think that could have been a factor yesterday.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm told that they were relying on help from local law enforcement for part of the security. I mean, who knows if they had a lack of personnel, but they still made mistakes.
Right.
Still, the people who were there made big time mistakes. And, you know, there really needs to be a taking of responsibility here. And, you know, if for no other reason than if they come clean and they say we made this mistake, that mistake and another mistake, then the public will be reassured that, OK, you know, maybe it wasn't an inside job, because when they clam up, that's when the conspiracy theories run wild.
Yes.
They need to acknowledge the mistakes that were made.
We're talking with Attorney General Chris Kobach. I mentioned this in my monologue. You've been a victim of this. I remember, you know, when illegal immigrant protesters were at your home with your daughters just inside the house. You know, considering the Democrats have spent months demonizing Trump as the threat to democracy, as evil, calling him Hitler. I mean, even last month, President Biden said we needed to, quote, put Trump in the crosshairs. Do you think any of this will maybe stamp down some of the rhetoric? Because this is, I mean, at some point we have to start looking at the way we're referring to each other. Look, I love having a good discourse and debate on issues, but some of this rhetoric has to stop.
Yeah, the ad hominem remarks. You know, I've always said that whenever I'm in a debate or in a political contest and my opponent resorts to ad hominem attacks on me personally, then I know he's out of arguments. And
exactly.
That's kind of where the Democrats are right now. They're out of arguments and start attacking Trump personally as a result. It's it is a huge mistake. And I think, you know, I don't necessarily lay all the blame for this atmosphere at Biden's feet. I think the Democrat media, I mean, you know, the what's her name? The actress, you know, had a photo of a, you know, an image of a beheaded Trump.
Kathy Lair. Yeah. Give Kathy. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. The comedian.
Yeah, and, you know, right. Yeah. Very funny. And these calls on the left in Hollywood for, you know, Trump being to be killed either directly or indirectly, or, you know, making a joke out of it. That has an effect. We'll find out more about the shooter and whatever's going on in his twisted head. But there's no question when you have, Hollywood, which is driving American culture, making light of killing Trump, that probably contributed to the sickness in this guy's head.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And conversely, we need to watch the way we refer to Joe. Now, there's nothing wrong with questioning his capacity, his ability to lead, especially, I mean, he wants another 4 years. I'm not entirely sure he can survive another 4 months. And there's nothing wrong with bringing up those issues. It's very different to start comparing someone to Hitler and making references along. That's a whole nother level of stooping to a whole new level or level, low
right,
level.
And our side on the conservative side of the debate, we've never done that. When Biden was forcing mandatory vaccinations on the American public in a very authoritarian way, we didn't start calling him Stalin Joe or you know, Joe Stalin. We didn't call him a Marxist or Chairman Mao. That would be the equivalent, of calling Trump Hitler. We didn't do that. And we just said we disagree. We think these policies are wrong. On the left, though, they have this constant refrain to call any person they disagree with Hitler if they're advocating conservative policies.
I know in the past, this is my first convention in a few that I haven't attended. Are you headed to or at Milwaukee? Are you headed to the GOP?
I am at my hotel in the Milwaukee, just outside of the Milwaukee area.
I figure. Well, I appreciate, you know, when I texted you this afternoon, I wasn't sure. I appreciate you taking the time to call us then. It's really generous of you to take time out of it. Are you looking forward to the conventions?
I am. And I think, you know, this happening in the wake of the assassination attempt will charge the convention atmosphere more than any other. You know, conventions have a certain amount of, orchestrated nature to them. There's, you know, you don't expect anything surprising to happen. But sometimes they can be a little bit mundane, but I think this year is going to be very different because of what has just happened.
Yes.
So I am looking forward to it.
I will say one of the things that I was very pleased about was I thought it was a very wise move by the president to invite Nikki Haley to speak at the RNC Tuesday night. I think that's very magnanimous. And, you know, you cannot unify if you don't do that. I thought that was a smart move on his part, and I was very pleased to see him do that.
Yeah, and you know, that's something we've seen throughout his career as a national level politician in America, which of course that's the only level he's been a politician. He is very good at forgiving people who were in the other camp. Look at Wichita's own Mike Pompeo. You know, Pompeo was a Rubio supporter in 2016, and Trump welcomed him with open arms. And so he does that. He's happy to welcome former opponents or former supporters of opponents into his camp. And I think that was a great gesture of his.
I led off by pointing out that you know the president, the former president, and Don Jr. Care to speculate who the VP is going to be?
Boy, I don't know. If I had to place a bet, if you made me pick someone, I'd probably pick Rubio. But I don't have a huge amount of confidence in that. I'll be seeing Don Jr. tomorrow. So we'll see if I can pry anything out of him. I'm sure he'll be tight-lipped as ever. So
if you pry it out of him, text me, and I won't tell anybody, okay. I promise. I'm not on the air until Sunday.
Sure. There you go.
Chris, I love you. Please say my best to Heather. If folks want to follow you, I'm sure you'll be tweeting out updates from the convention. It's at Chris Kobach, 1787. And if folks want information on you, they can find you online at chriskobach.com, correct?
Exactly. Yep. That is it.
Brother, I appreciate you. General, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure. All right, take
care. Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles. I love our Attorney General. We are so blessed. He is such a champion, such a man of character, principle. Our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Tyson Thrall, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Well, hopefully you already listened to KNSS on your way to work, but if you tried listening before you head out, with the free Audacy app, you can simply download Audacy, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y, search for KNSS for your news and weather and traffic updates whenever you need them. While you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, I try to bring you as many candidates running for office as possible. If you'd like to hear from anyone in particular, please let me know. With us now is Tyson Thrall. He is a Republican candidate for the Kansas House in District 102. This is a seat that is currently held by Liberal Democrat Jason Probst. It is considered one of the best chances Republicans have of swinging a blue state red this fall. Tyson, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show this evening.
John, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and all your listeners.
No, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you joining us. Same question I generally start all these questions with, and I know in your case you've got a young family, so being up in Topeka, trust me, I've been there. It is no fun. You're up there 4 months out of the year, 5 days a week, living in the Ramada Hotel in a cinder block room. Why? Why would you want to subject yourself to this?
Well, John, I really just thought that it was time to kind of get off the sidelines. I've been around long enough to see just the rot in our culture. And I know enough about our history, about our founding, and what we were founded upon to know that if we can just get back to those basic principles, those principles that we were founded upon, the biblical principles, really, and is that we could then, start to right the ship.
Your primary opponent faced a residency challenge, but you also had some residency issues that came up early on in the filing process. According to the Kansas Reflector, you asserted your home address was in Nickerson when you filed on May 10th to be a candidate for the Kansas House in the 114th District. And then less than 1 week after filing in the 114th, you then withdrew from that House contest. And then about 2 weeks later, you declared your address for this seat and filed as a candidate in the 102nd. So, I got to ask, do you live in Hutchinson or do you live in Nickerson?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I live in Hutchinson. I've been living in Hutchinson since 2020. So it's just kind of a unique scenario and all that kind of going to this district, that district. So we actually we were about to get booted out of our duplex because our landlord had died or had passed away not too long before that, and their trust decided to just sell the property. And so we kind of had a move-out date right before our third baby was born. We just figured, well, we're going to have to go over here to Nickerson. And I also had the opportunity to go ahead and file in that area because I knew Mike Murphy and that he was going to be running for Senate. Well, another opportunity came to stay in Hutch. And so we're like, well, we're going to take that because it's closer to work, closer to church. And that's whenever we decided to stay put, basically. Stay put, exactly.
Well,
because we just...
When Kyler and I, your other primary opponent, when we were talking last week, voters typically care more about tax codes and zip codes, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to explain that. One of the biggest issues that the legislature tackled this year was taxes and trying to get the governor to agree to a tax cut. The special session ended, just a few months ago or a month ago, basically. The special session finally ended, passing tax reform and a star bond bill to entice the Chiefs and Royals possibly to move to Kansas. Let's start with the tax bill. Your state senator, Mark Steffen from Hutchinson, voted against the tax bill during the legislator's special session. Do you agree with Senator Steffen? Would you have supported him? Would you have voted to cut taxes, or would you have not voted for the tax bill?
I really don't know everything that was in the tax bill, so I cannot.
Well, let me put it this way: it cut taxes for all brackets and completely eliminated tax on Social Security, and it'll partially cut taxes on property taxes. It's a tax cut. What more do you need to know? Would you have voted to cut taxes or not?
I absolutely would vote to cut taxes.
There you go. I got to be honest with you, Tyson. Saying I don't know is not an acceptable answer. It's cut taxes. You either vote yes or you don't. So,
I can speak for Mark is what I was saying. I would say I was going to tell you that obviously I would vote to cut taxes, but I don't speak for Mark.
No, and you don't have to. Mark, that's a bad vote for him. And if I were voting, if I lived in your area, I'd vote for anybody running against Mark Steffen because he should have voted for a tax cut and he didn't. There's no excuse, in my opinion. And I know this because my House rep voted against it. And trust me, if I had a Republican alternative, I'd vote for him because there's absolutely no excuse for not voting for tax cuts.
if it's not good enough, if it didn't go far enough, then you go back and you fix it the following year. But that's just me. How about the Star Bond bill and other incentive programs like the Panasonic Apex bill? How would you have voted on Star Bonds?
I would have voted no. I personally don't think the government at all should be in the position of picking winners and losers. I think we just need to get out of the way and let the free market work in that. If those guys, if the Chiefs are trying to leave, or if they're leaving Missouri, we just got to step back and ask why. Why is Missouri just letting them walk? And so I just don't think that we're in the business of picking winners and losers. I think that's what the free market's for. If you got private enterprise that's willing to invest those dollars, I think they can invest better, and I can invest my money better than the government ever can.
We're talking with Tyson Thrall, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. I served in the legislature. I've seen the pattern firsthand. I think it's only a matter of time before the K-12 education establishment, the folks over at the KNEA, sue taxpayers for more taxpayer money for schools. Do you feel the K-12 schools are adequately funded? What are your thoughts on school funding?
Well, it was about 8 years ago, 50% of our budget was for K-12, and now we're at like 63%.
Correct.
And
yep,
we're still no better off. So I just think that something's wrong, something's broken. Obviously, what we're teaching isn't making anything better. And so I think we need to just have a pretty good look and deep dive and figure out, you know, what is this ideology really that we're looking at for education? And if it's not working for us, we need to change something.
What do you think of homeschooling and school choice?
I'm 100% for that. I always will appreciate and honor a mom or a dad that will teach their kids, because it's really ultimately it's your job. It's not to teach them. It's not the government's job to raise your kid. It's your job. You need to take responsibility for that. It's, you know, governments come alongside us, and just state government, right? We don't even talk about federal. It's right outside of their jurisdiction. Yep. Kind of education.
No, I've always been a parental choice advocate myself. So you and I are going to be we're going to find ourselves in lockstep on that one. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Tyson Thrall, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Need to stay informed with the free Odyssey app? You can get the best breaking local news coverage you need from KNSS on the go. Just download the Odyssey app today and search KNSS to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
Or lack thereof. Let's review. Governor Kelly vetoed 75 tax cuts. The latest opportunity to provide what Kansans deserve cost taxpayers $84,000 in a special session. Result? Failure once again. A watered-down tax plan. If your electeds can't balance their own checkbooks, how do we expect them to calculate a real tax cut? Topeka is no different than D.C. Stop electing the same individuals that are nothing but talking heads on a good day. The people's checkbook, your checkbook, has a $4 billion reserve balance. Let's clean out the rhinos and any others that voted against our future. The electeds couldn't override the governor's veto. They don't seem to support the people of Kansas. It is our duty to make corrections at the ballot box as soon as possible.
I'm with Wink. They vote against a tax cut, send them their papers. With us still is Tyson Thrall, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. Tyson, let's cover a few basic party platform issues. Where do you stand on our, you know, basic issues like the Second Amendment rights, the right to life, stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty clear in the Bill of Rights, you know, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I think that's pretty clear. So I'm obviously for for the right to keep and bear arms.
They've passed. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
The next part was right to life, correct?
Correct. Yes. Issues like, I mean, in the, you know, clearly they've passed a number of pro-life bills. Kansas Supreme Court loves to strike them down, but where are you on the right to life and your positions with KFL, for example, Kansas for Life?
For sure. Well, I believe that life begins at conception, and I don't think that in any constitution anywhere we have the right to take life. That is one of our inalienable rights from God, not from government, the right to life, whenever it begins.
I do have one question. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, so killing in that way, murdering in that way is not okay, and that's I absolutely against that.
I noticed a post on your primary opponent's website that came out since he was on this show that he'd received the endorsement from the Kansas State Rifle Association, you fill out the questionnaire. I noticed that at least up until the last time I checked, you had not filled out the questionnaire from the Kansas State Rifle Association. Was there a particular reason you chose not to seek their endorsement?
No, to be honest with you, I thought I had filled it out and submitted it, but I guess I didn't. I got an email about it, like, hey, can you get this to us quick? And so I went ahead and printed it off. I thought I did it, you know, on the computer, and then I went ahead and printed it off and filled it out and scanned it and sent it back and haven't heard anything from there. So.
I haven't checked to see if KFL has endorsed in this race, but that might be another one. Those are big ones, trust me, when it comes to...
My understanding is they have. I got an email about that. They have endorsed Young Americans for Liberty, the Make Liberty Win Pack has endorsed me.
And KFL endorsed you or your opponent?
KFL endorsed me. I don't know if they did, Kyler. I haven't looked.
My guess is they probably did. The two of you, I'd have to check to see. Social issues have become somewhat, I'll look here during, I'll have Phil take a look. Social issues have become somewhat controversial in Topeka over the last few years. Where do you stand on, like, the protection of women and girls sports?
Definitely a platform that I'm running on. I obviously, it's unfair to take a biological male and throw him in with a woman or with girls, because it's just there's a distinct difference between boys and girls, and there always will be, and there always has been.
Another issue that has come up multiple times, this last session, the governor vetoed a bill restricting the use of state funds to promote gender transitioning or treating children whose gender identity is inconsistent with the child's sex. Would you support that bill?
Oh, absolutely. I would support, I would probably support most anything that the governor would veto.
That's usually a good, a Republican primary, that's usually a good stand.
Right. So I think it's absolute child abuse. We're supposed to lead our children in the way of righteousness. And if we're not, then we're just abusing them. So saying, allowing them to believe the lie that they can change from a girl to a boy or boy to a girl is ridiculous. And it's not okay for us to do that as a culture, as a society. We cannot sustain life in that way.
We're talking with Tyson Thrall, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. The governor, she's persistent. She's like a dog with a bone. And the biggest bone that Laura Kelly loves to chew on is Medicaid expansion. Where do you stand? What are your thoughts on expanding Medicaid in Kansas?
I'm absolutely against that. Medicaid is for specific people. Right. And if we expand that, we take federal, my understanding is we take federal dollars, probably 90% federal dollars, 10% state. I ask the question to people, where does that, even the 90% federal dollars, where does that come from? Well, it still comes from you and me. Right. So it's ultimately just more taxes, because any government doesn't have their own money. They all have ours. So I would definitely be against that, because I think that it pushes people back in the back of the line that's the Medicaid is for.
Right.
And so then it takes able-bodied people and puts it on there. And even if they have their own private insurance and then they qualify for that, it forces them to go on to that, my understanding. And I'm not about forcing people onto anything. So in that regard.
Another issue that has come up repeatedly, the House has passed it, the Senate has not taken it up, is marijuana legalization, either recreational or medical marijuana. What are your thoughts on recreational or medical marijuana legalization?
Recreational marijuana legalization, I am not for. I was actually just talking to a gal the other day that had moved from Colorado, and she's like, you know, their whole promise was that as soon as we legalize this, we'll fund the schools, we'll fund this, we'll fund that, and obviously it never happened. So they got the money and then all that stuff, but I just don't think it's a good idea in that regard. And even despite the money that you're going to bring in, I just don't think it's a good idea for that. Medical marijuana, I've heard different stories, right? That's a little more controlled, a little more whether it's for cancer, seizures, things like that, that it can benefit people for. But I think we do have to be careful. I've heard that over in Oklahoma, right, the AG, I think he has said that, you know, I'm not saying don't do this, but make sure that you can even shore up your borders before you do that, because they've had the cartel coming in. And obviously, if we can't shore up our borders, and that's going to take a lot more money in that regard, I think we should take a step back before we even do medical marijuana. Just
Tyson,
figure all those things out first.
Nope, sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. This is why I try and get folks in studio, because I end up don't stop talking over you so much. I ask this question of all candidates, because I believe it's essential that we elect conservative Republicans in each cycle, and I also think it's so important that we unify when we get to our general elections. Will you support the Republican nominee? And let's set aside the fact that you hope it's yourself, but will you support the Republican nominee in the general if you don't win the primary?
Yes, I will. But I take a step further, is that I'd also hold that person, Kyler, I would hold him accountable to what he said he would do, obviously, which I think that we should all do. I mean, that's why we should, and I was going back to just before that last break, going back to duty, right? Like I was talking about that. I'd really like to share a quote from James Garfield, if I could. He was our 20th president. And even then, in 1881, whether it was the 1880s or 1870s that he said this, he said, now more than ever, people are responsible
right
for the character of their Congress, right? And he said, if that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the legislature. So, and he also said, if the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. So we need to hold these people accountable. We also need to get involved, right?
I agree.
We need to make sure we're good people. So
as a follow-up to that, then, I think, you know, we wouldn't have had the first 4 years, and we wouldn't now be suffering through the subsequent 4 years of Laura Kelly had we not united behind, at the time, Secretary Kobach and General Schmidt. You know, did you vote for Kobach? Did you vote for Schmidt? And what did you think of those two governor candidates when we put them up?
Oh, for sure. I voted for them because, I mean, anything as far as Republican platform is going to be better than what we currently have.
What did you think of Senator Pyle's efforts in that last election to, you know, basic? I mean, many people believe that Dennis Pyle's the reason we have a second term of Laura Kelly.
Right. I think we can all look back in history and look at third party runners, and I just think that whether you like it or not, we live in this nation, we live in a two-party system, and you really have to figure out where do my values most align, and then that's who I get behind. So I just think it's a waste for us to do that. Even if you're, you know, whatever the case is that you decide that you want to run, I just think that we need to be better about that.
If you're a Republican, then get behind the Republican. And yeah, I mean, that's what I told Dennis when he made his decision. I said, then, you know, if you're a Republican, be a Republican. Otherwise, you're just basically ensuring a Kelly victory. And sure enough,
That's what he did. Tyson, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks want more information on your campaign, if they want to volunteer or donate, the information I found was Tyson Thrall for Kansas on Facebook. I couldn't find a website. Is that where they need to go for information?
Yeah, go there. I've also got my phone number on there. They can reach out in that way for sure. Obviously, we're looking to donate. Things like that. Yeah, just reach out to me directly via my phone number then.
Perfect. Tyson, thank you again. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, John. Have a good night.
We'll take a quick break, and then coming up after the top of the hour break, Danielle Underwood from Kansans for Life will update us on what we need to know about last week's Kansas Supreme Court abortion rulings and their impact on you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.